This is Tessa Fields. I am about to take you down into a soothing hypnotic state, where together we will strip away all the factors of life that inhibit you sexually and allow you to reveal the sexual, sensual being you truly are, allowing you to see and feel your arousal and sexual desires in a whole new light. If you haven't done so already, you may want to position yourself in a relaxed setting with minimal distractions so you can get the most out of this session. What we are about to do is very simple. You simply have to listen and accept the suggestions that make sense to you. Right now, you may want to relax your body and just take in the sound of my words. Just close your eyes and relax. And let your thoughts go wherever they may. Notice how you are aware of everything in this moment, hearing sounds around you, feeling the surface below you, and so conscious of my voice. As you listen to my voice and the words that I utter, allow yourself to be calm and still as your breathing steadies. It's so easy to just listen and relax, absorbing my words. As you listen to me speak, my words may even fade in and out, as you are aware of everything, yet aware of nothing. Your subconscious is taking in every syllable, while your waking mind pays no attention and travels far away. So far away and paying no attention. You can relax more deeply, letting my voice penetrate your subconscious, as your waking mind is allowing your subconscious to take over. And when your subconscious mind takes over, your waking mind travels far away and stays at rest, while your subconscious hears every word I say. Your subconscious has incredible power to hear everything and remember everything. Even the power to forget everything. The power to tell your waking mind to forget to remember, and even to remember to forget. Even if you forget, your subconscious can remember what you forget, or even choose not to remember. As your subconscious harnesses its strength and power, your waking mind is content to simply sleep. Peaceful and relaxed. Peaceful and relaxed. Content to pay no attention and drift to sleep while the subconscious stays wide awake, listening, taking in all that you need to remember and all that you need to forget. Your waking mind will not mind what needs to be remembered, as the subconscious can forget things that need not be remembered and remember what it needs to forget. Your subconscious has that incredible power to hear everything and remember everything. The power to forget everything. The power to tell your waking mind to forget to remember and to remember to forget. Even if you forget, your subconscious can remember what you forgot or choose not to remember it at all. As your subconscious harnesses its strength and power, your waking mind is content to sleep, peaceful and relaxed in a deep sleep, peaceful and relaxed, content to pay no attention and drift to sleep while the subconscious stays awake, listening, taking in all that you need to remember and forget. Your waking mind will not mind what needs to be remembered, as the subconscious can forget things that need not be remembered at all, and remember what it has forgotten. It becomes so easy to let your conscious mind simply drift away and sleep. As you listen to my voice, it goes deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, into deep hypnotic sleep. Deep sleep. Allowing your subconscious to listen and absorb my words. Sleep. Very good. It is just so easy to let my voice guide you as your conscious mind just sleeps. I would like you to think for a moment about the labels that define you in society, often defined by your profession, your role in your family, the expectations of your gender, even the demands society places on you in general. They are such heavy burdens to carry, weights that suppress the sensual, sexual being inside you. Notice how even the mention of these labels puts a damper on the erotic feelings inside of you. It's as if you are bound and locked in place by all these societal demands, making you feel heavy and unaroused. Heavy and unaroused. There is a primal sexual side in all of us, a side that enjoys pleasures of the flesh without shame or limits. That primal sexual side exists in you as well, and is simply waiting to come out. The only thing standing in the way are these labels that cover us and weigh down our true erotic nature. I'd like to take you a little deeper now, even deeper than you are right now. And when I guide you deeper, you will find that primal creature capable of experiencing sexual pleasure without limits or boundaries. It is so easy just to let me take you down a little deeper. Notice that as you remain there calm and relaxed, allowing your subconscious to take in my words, you feel cocooned in an intangible sense of peace and calm. Your breathing is deep and cleansing, and you find it so easy to let me guide you. With each breath, you go deeper and deeper, absorbing my words and thoughts, guiding you down deeper and deeper. Notice all the things you were aware of are still there, but so unimportant now. As if you are aware of your unawareness, allowing all the sounds and distractions around you to push you further into your cocoon of peace and calm. Deeper and deeper into your gentle hypnotic sleep. Deeper and deeper into gentle hypnotic sleep. Now, allow yourself to focus only on your skin now. If you concentrate, I'm sure you can feel the slight tingling that caresses your skin when the air in the room makes contact with your body. Go ahead and allow yourself to feel it. Very good. Now focus on that sensation and think of how much more intense that sensation is when you're sexually aroused. Now I'd like you to focus your attention on your left hand. And while you do, I want you to think about your job and your responsibility. How you are expected to conform and play a different role when you are working. Even focusing on your hand, those tingles of air seem less present now. But if we were to remove the stress of work from your mind for the time being, you can begin to feel the sensations again. Imagine being allowed to be yourself all of the time, allowing people to see the real you. As you imagine the freedom of being yourself, you can allow yourself to feel the energy of that freedom moving into your hand and your arm. It's absolutely effortless to let it enter you. Welcome the energy to move through your hand and arm and down the chest, moving to that pleasure center between your legs. Feel the slight charge of electricity as the energy adds to your arousal. Now, I would like you to focus your attention on your right hand. As you do, think about your role in your family. As a parent, a child, a spouse. There are distinct behavioral codes implied by these labels. They have no role in your pleasure. Allow yourself to think of your sexual fantasies, even the ones you rarely express to another person. Sometimes you cannot even express them to your own self. Feel that sexual charge enter your hand and move through your arm as you imagine embracing those desires. Dropping the roles and expectations of you from your family role. Allow yourself to feel the energy move through you, down to that pleasure center once again. Allow your level of arousal to heighten. As all those pictures pass through your mind of suppressed fantasies and desires, allow each image to heighten the sensation moving through you. Go ahead, think of it now. All the fantasies that you've hidden, all the fantasies that you've suppressed, all the fantasies that defy the role that you play. And as the energy flows and your excitement increases, I'd like you to focus on your right foot. And as you do, think of the expectations put on man and woman. Men expected to be fierce protectors and abundant providers. Women expected to be demure and gentle and nurturing. Without those expectations, might a man be able to explore a more submissive nature if it suits him? Might a woman grasp her divine female power and wield it high above the heads of the men below her? Think about your nature, your own true nature, and embrace it. Allow it to enter your body, moving through your foot and your leg, right up to that spot that holds so much pleasure. Leaving the expectations behind and truly allowing yourself to feel so aroused by the power of acceptance. To take on the role your sexual being desires to be. Who do you want to be? Think about it. Think about it as that energy moves through you, adding to your arousal and your level of excitement. Think about getting to be the true you, not bound by any expectations of being a man or a woman. Now I'd like you to move your focus to your left foot. How nice it would be to allow yourself full freedom. The only thing standing in the way now is the demands that society places on you and your sexuality. Society has influenced your public sexual persona your entire life, censoring your desires, suppressing your primal awakening. If there were no censoring of your thought or speech, and no judgment of your feelings and desires, you would be different, act different. You would just be different. Imagine that all those pressures are gone. Absolutely no pressures from society to think or act a certain way in regards to your sexuality. And as you do, allow the last piece of the puzzle to fall into place. Allow that sexual energy that feels no shame and exists only on desire and touch course through you. Through your foot and up your leg, building your arousal to a height you haven't known before. Allow your mind to wander to a scene of sexual freedom, where the only concern is bodily pleasure. Each touch upon your skin is like an electrical storm of pleasure moving through you. No shame in your desires. No judgment of your fantasies, just pleasure in its purest form, with the energy building inside you, the sexual energy coursing through every fiber of your being. awakening the primal sexual theme, acting for its own pleasure, with no inhibitions, just pleasure. Just pleasure. Think about pleasure. Whenever you think about your pleasure, you can allow yourself to return to this feeling. This feeling of heightened sexual awareness, being in touch with the primal you. Of course, you will still need to play the roles in your life, but you will always know how to return to this state, thinking of your pleasure. Anytime you want to awake the sleeping, sensual side of you, you will only have to think of your pleasure. I'm going to bring you back to a waking state now, allowing your conscious mind to travel back and take over as I count backwards from 5 to 1. As I count backwards from 5 to 1, you'll become more awake and alert with a full understanding of what is happening. And I say 5, and you can feel your conscious mind starting to come back into control. 4, starting to be aware of the sounds around you. 3, feeling the surface underneath you, the eyes wanting to open a bit, not quite yet. And 2, taking deep cleansing breaths, feeling refreshed and awake. And 1, eyes coming open, becoming awake and alert, awake and alert, fully aware of everything that has happened here.